You're listening to SBS News.
In a decade of relentless civil war in Syria, there have been moments that have shocked the world. Among them, alleged chemical weapons attacks by the government on its own civilians. Hospitals have been the subject of constant and targeted bombings. A 5-year-old boy dazed and bloodied in the back of an ambulance after his home was bombed. A toddler, Alan Kurdi, dead on a Turkish beach after his family tried to flee. Naomi Steer, the National Director of Australia for UNHCR, says it is the largest humanitarian crisis the aid organisation has ever dealt with.
No one expected this conflict to last for 10 years and to see the devastation that that has wrought across Syria. And I think just looking at the personal cost, hundreds of thousands of Syrians dead and now millions of Syrians displaced, it's really a roll call of disaster and sorrow.
The conflict ignited after a bloody crackdown on protesters in March 2011. The attempt at a civilian uprising was the latest in the Arab Spring, which had already toppled some of the region's most powerful leaders. Protesters demanding greater democracy were fired on, marking the start of a protracted and deeply complex conflict, which remains unresolved today. When fighting first broke out, Jumana Abu Hamdan and husband Akram helped people fleeing near the Jordanian border before they too got out. They arrived in Australia in 2015 with their daughter and now own 2 cafes in Melbourne. But Jumana hasn't seen her son in 9 years.
It's extremely difficult seeing your country burn. It's terribly difficult seeing that children are dying, that neighbourhoods are being reduced to rubble. It shatters your soul.
Syria was once revered as one of the most peaceful and prosperous nations in the Middle East. But the so-called jewel of the Arab world began a rapid descent into ruin as large parts of Syria and neighbouring Iraq fell under control of an IS-declared caliphate. The conflict has involved government forces, scores of rebel and insurgent groups, foreign fighters, many with overlapping allegiances and animosities. It became not just a civil war, but a battleground for other countries' proxy wars. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the situation in Syria remains a living nightmare.
Impossible to fully fathom the extent of the devastation in Syria, but its people have endured some of the greatest crimes the world has witnessed this century, and the scale of the atrocities shocks the consciences.
With their country being torn apart, 6 million Syrians saw no other choice but to flee. Rania Shalhoub was one of them. She came to Australia in 2016 with her husband and 2 daughters, but had to leave her parents behind. Her father has since died. Rania says she struggles to even think about what's happening in her home country.
I created a nook in my heart where I've kept beautiful memories. I don't want to remember the 5 years of war that forced me to leave and seek safety. I feel pain. Will you believe, even when I eat bread, I immediately remember that there are people who are unable to buy bread.
Before the war, Aleppo was the most populous city in Syria. Its population of 4.6 million in 2011 has now been more than halved as residents fled the destruction. Among them was Patil Makaradij Hagob, who says she was 10 years old when the war began.
It was hard to be motivated to go to school and to leave the house because you never know if you're going to go back to home. You didn't know what will happen the next minute, if you're going to live or die or if you're going to hit by a bomb.
Now Patil's family is safely living in Sydney. She finished Ducks of her high school and won a scholarship to Sydney University, hoping to eventually study medicine. But the 20-year-old endured 6 years of the conflict and says she found solace by playing the piano.
Knowing that my life is valuable, that makes me to achieve something good in this world and to not waste my time here.
The daily bombardments in Syria may now no longer be as constant or widespread, but David Tuck, Australian head of mission for the International Committee of the Red Cross, says poverty and hunger are.
Some 90% of Syrians are living below the so-called international poverty line of about $1.25 USD per day. Many Syrians within Syria have been displaced many times over, once, twice, or maybe more times, having an immense physical and psychological toll on those individuals concerned.
Ms. Steer says some 16 million people in Syria require some form of aid.
People's needs are not only life-saving, food, water, shelter, but also longer-term needs around education and livelihoods and income.
10 years since the war began, Syria's divisive president Bashar al-Assad remains in power. He has continuously denied all allegations of war crimes against him. While the opinion of Syrians, both in the country and abroad, may differ politically, they all seem to agree they want the war to end. Rania's daughter Joelle, who is married and living in Sydney, says she prays for the day peace is fully restored in Syria.
People there are just very nice and very lovely and very simple. They don't deserve to have this problem. I always feel like they should have better future. They should dream. They should do what they want, but they can't.
Omer Dehen, SBS News.